This is the original version. What we did in the band was kind of for fun. This is more how it was written. Guess I'll always be a traveling man. I guess I'll always be a traveling man. I said, moving along and doing the best I can. I said, my back way down Tennessee. I said, my back way down Tennessee. But it's a hard telling about a man like me. Well, I met a girl and could not get her off my mind. I said, I met a girl, I could not get her off my mind. But she passed me up saying she didn't like my kind. So I'm afraid to bark around her house at night. I'm afraid to bark around her house at night. She got a police dog, he's craving for a fight. His name is Ram, now when he gets a chance. I said his name is Ram, now when he gets a chance. I said he leaves his mark in everybody's pants. I guess I'll travel now, I guess I'll let her be. I guess I'll travel now, I guess I'll let her be. Where before she sticks that police dog on me. I said before she sticks that police dog on me. Well, I got a couple of Coyote songs, kind of in the same vein, I suppose. Let's see if I can make this work in this tune. This is Coyote song number 2. Get me some Apple Blaster, sit on this porch to write this song. I'm gonna get me some Apple Blaster, sit on this porch to write this song. Yeah. You put a lean on my body and the grip is getting way too strong. I'm just a howling coyote, baby, hanging out on the outside of town. I'm just a howling coyote, honey, now I'm hanging out on the edge of town. I've been looking at your city and the walls there, they're crumbling down. The lords, they're gathering up money so men in suits can make it flow. Well, the lawyers, they're gathering up money so men in suits can make it flow. They're all drunk on that Green River now, 'cause the water kills their souls. The boss, he wants my body, the preacher wants my soul, the TV wants my brain. Now my heart is but a stone. You can take back your plastic, you can take back your calling cards, you can roll up a super highway, baby, 'cause the toll is much too hard. I got to leave this town this morning, y'all know what I'm talking about. I got to leave this town this morning, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna catch a ride on that freight train, or I'm gonna take the next boat out. The boss, he wants my body, the preacher wants my soul, TV wants my brain. Now my heart is but a stone. You can take back your plastic, you can take back your calling card, you can roll up your super highway, honey, 'cause the toll is much too hard. The lawyers, they're gathering up money so men in suits can make it flow. The lawyers are gathering up money so men in suits can make it flow. They're all drunk on that Green River, 'cause the water, it kills their souls. Coyote song number two. Let's see. I kind of wrote this one pretty much in 1979. That's why it's Coyote song number one. And I wrote it thinking about, I guess in a way it's sort of related to the last song. But I was thinking about these places that I'd lived around and kind of seen them on the slippery slope to urban sprawl. Thinking about towns like Mount Vernon alongside the freeway there, and they're building a lot of malls. I don't know what Wenatchee was like before it sprawled out along those arterials that have all the places that we usually go to when we go out. And Seattle's getting to be sort of a zoo as far as traffic is concerned, I used to live in Bellingham, and I guess they have a big new mall up there, creating all kinds of service sector jobs. So that puts a bite on the kind of lower income housing, because those jobs pay so well. Anyway, the students, I guess, are having a hard time finding housing there. So anyway, this is Coyote song number one. It's kind of about what the coyotes think. Coyote is a dog that runs from the city. He runs from the light of that harsh, bright city. in the night with his friends in the moonlight. Till dawn you can hear them call, 'cause the glare from the town, it creeps up the valley. And the river is a dump full of poisons flowing. The stench is stark and the people have no heart. And it makes those poor coyotes sad and mean. All the dogs of the night, they gather in the forest to a circle in the wood where the trees do not trespass. They sit in a ring and they praise the moon and sing. And they're howling with the spirit of the land. All the girl dogs of the night get to dancing with the boys. They leap and they laugh and they partake in pagan joys. When they see the town below, their eyes grow dark in sorrow. And the moon glints from their angry fangs and eyes. All the people of the town, they're wasted and they're sleeping. The coyote pack draws near, they're hungry and they're sleeping, creeping. They slobber and they slink through the dark and empty street. And the darkness swallows up the town. All you people in the towns, you had better take heed. Put aside your nasty toys, put aside your foolish greed, or you'll slip into the jaws of the poisons you have spawned. And have the darkness swallow up your town.
Thank you. I think I can get onto a little different mood while in the dog motif. Or the animal motif. Yeah, let's go to the original sin motif maybe and play a little Sneaky Snake. The original Jester, the original beer hunter. This is by Tom T. Hall, and Steve Kramer, who's heard this song, says it doesn't sound anything like this. Boys and girls, be careful when you go to the lake. Keep your eyes wide open and watch for a sneaky snake. Maybe you won't see him, or maybe you won't hear, but when you are not looking, he'll be stealing all your beers. 'Cause that sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and hissing. Sneaky snake goes prancing, giggling and kissing. I don't like that sneaky snake, he laughs too much for me. Cause when he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. It was a curse. He had to crawl on his belly like a reptile, I guess. And endure the wrath of women, I guess. Sneak Snake likes root beer, and he just makes me sick. Cause when he is not dancing, he looks just like a stick. He doesn't have any arms or legs, you cannot see his ears. But when we are not looking, he'll be stealing all our beers. You might know the chorus to this. Cause that Sneak Snake goes dancing, wiggling and hissing. Sneak Snake goes prancing, giggling and kissing. I don't like that sneaky snake, he laughs too much for me. Cause when he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Boys and girls, be careful when you go down the Heart Lake. Keep your eyes wide open and watch for a sneaky snake. Maybe you won't see him, maybe you won't hear. But when you are not looking, he'll be stealing all your beers. Cause when you are not looking, he'll be stealing all your beers. Thanks. Let's see, how about a little instrumental
doggish song?
Written in the spring, looking at this dogwood tree. It's called When the Dogwood is in Bloom. Thank you. I haven't tried this on an acoustic. This is a Tom Petty song called The Waiting. And I think it'll work. Right now, don't it seem like something from a dream? I've never known nothing quite like this. Don't it feel like tonight might for be again? Baby, we know better than try and pretend. No one had ever told me about this. Yeah, yeah. Waiting is the hardest part. Every day sees one more cut. You take it on faith, you take it to the heart. The waiting is a hardest part. Chased a couple women around, but all that ever got me was down. Then there were those who made me feel good, but never as good as I feel right now. Baby, you're the only one who's ever known how I really wanna live, like I wanna live. Yeah, yeah. Waiting is the hardest part. Every day sees one more cut. You take it on faith, you take it to the heart. The waiting is a hardest part. Don't let it kill you, baby. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it kill you, baby. Don't let it get to you. I'll be your bleeding heart. I'll be your crying fool. Don't let it go too far. Don't let it get to you. Tom Petty. Let's see. What else do I have here? Here's a sweet little tune. Figure out a good key to doing it. Let's see. I heard one verse of this on the radio. And it's hard for me to write lyrics pretty... Usually, I'll start writing lyrics and I'll just can them after a while. But this song kind of struck a chord and lit some inspiration. And since I didn't hear the rest of the song, I kind of had to just rewrite it so that I could have enough of it to sing. I imagine it was something along these veins. Let's see. Sounds like a good key. Life is hard, but life is harder when you're dumb. Why not just go and smoke a bowl of opium? When being stupid is your fate, well, I guess it's just too late. Life is hard, life is harder when you're done. So you say you want to take the GRE. You want to get yourself a PhD. But when you go to take the test, you find your memory has gone west. Life is hard, but life is harder when you're done. Adam and Eve, they had it swell in paradise, till the snake came slinking by with some advice. They got a bad deal on some knowledge. It would have been cheaper just to go to college. Life is hard, but life is harder when you're dumb. Life is hard, but life is harder when you're dumb. Why not just go and smoke a bowl of opium? When being stupid is your fate, well, I guess it's just too late. Life is hard, but life is harder when you're dumb. These computers seem to be the latest rage. All of your smart friends are using them these days. But when you insert your program, the screen goes blank and then says kablam. Life is hard, but life is harder when you're dumb. Life is harder when you're dumb. I don't know who wrote that song, but it's a great idea. We can all relate, I suppose. I had this verse about Holden Village. It probably has the only two-wheel drive Suburban in the whole world. Up here at 3,000 feet in the mountains. I couldn't quite get the rhyming right. It does pretty well, really, with chains. Do you have anything in mind? The Altar Boy song. Okay. Let me get a little bit of tea or something.
I got one meatball.
Trying to be healthy, guys, so I got some of this peppermint herb tea here. Knock back those toxins and all. Yeah, the Altar Boy song. I used to be a high school teacher, and I was thinking if I ever taught again, maybe I'd want to teach in a Catholic high school, which I never went to, but I went to 8 years of Catholic school. And it wasn't too bad. It's a little warped, but most of upbringings are a little warped, and I guess this is not a bad way to be warped. This guitar is warped. I mean, it does okay. Well, this is somehow related to motifs of I don't know, maybe it's trying to fight off Protestant oppression or something, I don't know. How's it start? Okay. I am just an altar boy and all my thoughts are clean, and I'm sitting here in the sacristy and I'm making the sacred scene. I'm waiting for that priest to come to start his mass on time. I'll come in a little early and sip on that sweet church wine. At mass I'd mumble Latin just as fast as I could go. Don't ask me what I'm saying, 'cause man, I sure don't know. But I know it's magic, 'cause the nuns, they told me so. So I'm saving my kind of grace to save my heathen soul. So baby, don't you worry. Honey, don't you fret. I won't treat you bad. I won't put your soul in debt. I won't put your soul in debt. 'Cause these altar boys, their minds are clean, 'cause the nuns, they taught us how not to think about those little girls, but they're getting older now. There's something going on round here that they did not tell us about. Those girls are looking better, and some they make me shout that I'm feeling kind of funny. It's almost like a pain. My face is getting hot and there's a burning in my brain. There's something seething in my soul and I do not think that it's grace. Come on, Kathy, let's go for a walk and let us make some haste. It's an Irish girl's name. Who's a Catholic? I know a little river where the willow trees are wide. You walk across a wooden bridge to a quiet other side. I know there's clearing, lost from angry eyes. Take my hand, little Kathy. I think you'd be surprised. I think you'll be surprised. 'Cause these altar boys, their minds are clean, 'cause the nuns, they taught us how. Who gave these nice Catholics guitars anyway? And what does the Pope think about it? Thank you. That was just noodling around there. That last theme I put together around 1980. I was trying to find it. So you'll notice that there was a rather abrupt time change. Of course, we do that around here. How about a weekend in Monasty? Because a lot of people just came back from there, I imagine. Parts abroad from Holden. On the Mythic Outs. Yeah, on the outside you say, yeah, I'm on an out. You gotta wonder what they're thinking. This is about going on out to Monasty, and you gotta go there. If you go there, you gotta go to Stan's Mary Mart and check out their wool department. Stan's Mary Mart. Lying my back, I'm looking up. But instead of sky, it's just an engine's gut. And its oil's been dripping in my eyes and face. I believe I've been tasting a toxic waste. I need a weekend in Monasty. Find a friend with some car keys. Eat some burgers and drink some beers at some place down the lake from here. Bending wrenches and wanging on steel. I'm fixing a flat on yet another bus wheel. Riding herd on the derelict fleet. It all makes my mind run like a side of beef. Need a weekend in Monasty. Been too long eating healthfully. Find some burgers and drink some beers at some place down the road from here. So we're pounding nails, we're stacking wood, and chopping those onions never smell so good. Someone's making the plans, someone's making the beds. But after 6 weeks, you're feeling half-past dead. Need a weekend in Monasty. Fall in love all too quickly. A tryst in town with your little sweetheart. Strolling the aisles at Stan's Mary Mart. A weekend in Monasty. Fall in love all too quickly. A tryst in town with your little sweetheart. Strolling the aisles at Stan's Mary Mart. Drop the big one, okay. Yeah. What's Randy Newman up to anyway? He has a new album. With Mark Knopfler, yeah. Mark Knopfler noodling around a guitar in the background. From Dire Straits. Anyway. It's hard to tell what Randy Newman's political affiliation is. because in his songs he tends to be kind of critical of everybody a little bit. So this song may sound like Randy Newman is a member of the John Birch Society, but I think he actually means his tongue in cheek. It's called his version of Political Science. Oh boy, I always mess this up. Can you just give me a second to check those chords out? Here, see, I can't. See, it's a weird chord, but it's right. Likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. And all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. We'll drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroos. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it'll be. We'll set everyone free. You'll wear a Japanese kimono, babe. It'll be Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now. He's got a great song about God, too. I'll have to learn that one sometime. Yeah, I've kept the words for it even here. I don't think I could ever fit all these in my brain and keep up with, have the memory keep up. Let's see if it comes out. Soldier came knocking upon the queen's door. He said, I will not fight for you anymore. And the queen, she'd seen his face somewhere before. And slowly she let him inside. He said, I've seen your palace up here on the hill. And I've wondered who the woman is for whom we all kill. And I'm leaving tomorrow, and you can do what you will. But first I must ask you why. Down a long narrow hall he was led, and into her room with her tapestries red. And she never took the crown from her head. And she asked him then to sit down. He said, I see now you are so very young. But I've seen more battles lost than I have battles won. And I've got this intuition, says it's all for your fun. And now will you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand, and you may as well not try. But her face was a child, and he thought she would cry. But she closed herself up like a fan. She said, I have swallowed a secret burning thread. It cuts me inside, and often I've bled. And he laid his hand on top of her head, and he bowed her down to the ground. And tell me, how hungry are you? How weak you must feel, as you are living here alone, and you are never revealed. And I won't march again on your battlefield. And he took her to the window to see. And the sun, it was gold, and the sky, it was gray. And she wanted more than she could ever say. But he knew how, she knew how it frightened her. And she turned away, and she did not look at his face again. He said, I want to live as an honest man, to get all I deserve and give all I can, and to love a young woman who I don't understand. Your Highness, your ways are very strange. But the crown, it had fallen, and she thought she would break. And she stood there ashamed of the way her heart quaked. And she took him to the doorstep, and she asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. Out in the distance, her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for her word. And the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred. And the battle continues on. That last bit's kind of that last bit's kind of based on another Suzanne Vega song. Thank you. That's the one I always get mixed up with the other one, which is the other one's called Trucker's Lullaby, and can't remember what that one's called. This is another noodling around in the key of D song. When you're noodling around, you have to try and remember where you start. Thank you. other suggestions? No. No, I don't. I don't know a lot of normal songs. These folks have heard these a million times, so they kind of know what I can do. They're plants. They're all plants, you know. If I get one right, it's because the audience is well seated with people who know my limited bag of tricks. So sorry. Some what? Yeah. I'm not sure what I can do with it, but I can do. This next song is based on a tuning that I learned from Gary Sonnum back when he came here in May of 1986. And so whenever I play it, it makes me think about sitting around on the porches in early summer of that year. And it's called
Front Porch Song. Yeah, so we're on now. Yeah, I'm going to put on this bottleneck slide, and I'm in a detuning, and I'll noodle around for a while and get in the mood for playing something more bluesy. Thank you.
Thank you.
may think I'm foolish for the foolish things that I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Baby, you know you bug me. There ain't no secret about that. So come on over here and hug me. And honey, I'll spill the facts. Honey, it ain't your money, 'cause I've got plenty of that. I love you for your pink Cadillac, crushed velvet seats, rotting in the back, oozing down the streets, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac. Way back in the Bible, temptations always come around. There's always somebody tempting somebody into something that they know is wrong. Well, they tempt you, man, with silver, and they tempt you, sir, with gold, and they tempt you with the pleasures that the flesh does surely hold. They say that Eve tempted Adam with an apple, but I ain't going for that. I know it was a pink Cadillac, crushed velvet seats, rotting in the back, oozing down the streets, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what it feels like in the back of your pink Cadillac. Pink Cadillac. Some folks say it's too big, uses too much gas. Some folks say it's too old, or that it goes too fast. My love is better than a Honda, it's better than a Subaru. Hey man, there's only one thing and one car that'll do. Anyway, we don't have to drive it. Honey, we can park it out and back and have a party in your pink Cadillac. Crushed velvet seats, riding in the back, oozing down the streets, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac. Pink Cadillac. Pink Cadillac. Pink Cadillac. Pink
Yeah, this is a song called Hido the Fabulous Cur Dog, or sometimes it's called Tully the Fabulous Cur Dog. It's about their fight with the raccoon in the pond.
Hello.
the spring, I shipped on board to serve my king. I left my dearest dear behind. She oft-times swore her heart was mine. My love, she takes me by the hand. If ever I marry, you'll be the man. 1,000 vows so long and sweet, that we'll be married when next we meet. And all the while I sailed the seas, I could not find a moment's in thinking of my dearest dear, but never a word from her could I hear. At last we sailed into Glasgow Hall. I strode the streets both up and down, inquiring for my dearest dear, but never a word from her could I hear. I went straightway to her father's hall, and loudly for my love did call. My daughter's married, she's a rich man's wife. She's married another, more suited for life. Oh, curse your gold and your silver too, and curse the girl who won't prove true, who all her former vows did break, and married another for riches' sake. If the girl is married that I adore, I'm sure I'll walk the lands no more. I'll sail the seas till the day I die, and break the waves rolling mountains high.